This program, brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com, is suitable for mature audiences only and may contain explicit sexual information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Buckley. We have a great show for you today. We're going to talk about orgasms, fantasies, and the number one tip to improve your sex life. Well, you said exaggerating. I'm going to use the word faking. Is there a lot of faking, or you said exaggerating or acting? I'm going to just say faking. Are they faking it?
Well, it's very difficult to tell if they're faking it. I mean, if you were asking me to guess, I would guess, sure, many of them are faking it. I think most men can't tell a fake orgasm from a real orgasm.
Welcome to On the Minds of Men. I'm your host, Dr. Lori Buckley. Today on the show, we're talking about sex films and how they can improve your sex life. Our guest today is Dr. Mark Schoen with the Sinclair Institute. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks, Lori. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, I'm just glad you're here. Thank you. You know, Mark Schoen is known for directing and producing over 50 instructional sex films in the last 30 years. That is an awful lot of films, and I'm sure he has a lot to tell us and teach us with all of his years of experience. He has also won numerous awards, including 5 Telly Awards. His most popular films include The Better Sex Video Series, The Better Sex Guide to the Kama Sutra, and Becoming Orgasmic. So I'm just really pleased to have you with us here today, Mark. You know, I've been thinking about what our listeners would care about and what they would want to hear from you. And obviously, we know that our listeners want ways of improving their sex lives, as we all do. Also, you know, I think, again, you have all of these years of experience, and I'm sure you have a lot to teach us, maybe some tips you can give us about sex and all of your years of experience and making these sex films. Another question I think our listeners have, I know I do, what's the difference between your films and pornography? Well, today we're going to be discussing how to use these films to improve your sex life. We'll also be getting some sexual tips from a man who has seen an awful lot of live sex. Again, I think he can teach us something there. Okay, so Mark, here's what I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about the difference between your films and pornography, what sex films, you know, how they can improve our sex life, how we can use them. And also, again, you know, what have you learned in all of these years of your experience? So why don't we start with a question about the films that you make? I'd like you to just talk about the films you make so we can get a better understanding of what they are.
Well, our films are first sexually explicit. There's no behavior that you would see in an adult film that you wouldn't see in our films. I think the distinction is that adult films are for entertainment, for fantasy, for arousal. Ours may be for those purposes, but they're also for information.
If someone has never seen your films before and, you know, then they want to know, okay, if I purchase one of these films, I'm going to get some information, but what exactly? I'm going to be some explicit sex. You said that, getting some information. Can you just tell me about the process of making them? What goes into them? What are your goals? And what do you want people to walk away with when they watch these films?
Well, when it comes to sex, our frame of reference is our own sexual behavior. And no matter how much sexual behavior you've had or experience you've had compared to the rest of the world, your frame of reference is rather limited. By looking at these films, you can see real couples have real sex, not fantasy sex, on the screen. You can watch them with your partner, and you could see things that you may not be doing at home and you may want to try. You can hit your pause button, talk to your partner, and say, hey, maybe that's something we want to do.
Well, that sounds good. So what you're saying, these are real couples, and, I mean, how do they know what to do?
Well, what we do is we ask them to do what they do in their bedroom. And basically, you know, after doing this for 30 years, there isn't a time that I watch a couple making love that I don't learn something new. Everyone does something a little different. And, you know, you can learn by watching others.
So I think what I'm hearing you say, and tell me if I'm wrong about this, but I think what you're saying is there's really no wrong way. There's just different ways. And maybe by us watching these couples like ourselves, real couples having sex, we can learn something because maybe it's just different than what we're doing, or maybe there's just something that we can talk about with our partner by watching that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's very correct. The couples, different couples, like different things. Some like to be soft and tender, and some like to be rough and hard and fast. And I think the important thing is being able to communicate your likes and dislikes to your partner.
I would agree with you there, and I know as a sex therapist that a lot of couples that I see, they have those difficulties with the communication. But as we both know, that's easier said than done. And these couples that are in your films, I mean, I would imagine that it takes a certain type of person who's going to get in front of a camera and have sex. Do you think that these couples in your films are a good representative sample of the general public?
I think it does take a certain person to bear it all in front of the camera, but there is quite a range. In fact, last week we were doing a film on the G-spot, and we had 5 women who appeared in the film. After they all stimulated their G-spot, I talked to them. Now, one woman said, "That doesn't do anything for me. It does nothing, you know, I would much rather stimulate my clitoris." Then we have on the other extreme, we have a woman who stimulates her G-spot and she expels fluid. I mean, the crew just were mesmerized. It was mind-boggling. And then you have the 3 women who were in between, one who just dribbled a little, one who said, "Well, it feels good, but it's not something that I, you know, care to do all the time." So there's quite a range of reaction, and I think that's pretty standard. You know, what does one person like chocolate and one person like vanilla? We're all different, and when it comes to sex, we're very different.
Wow, I'm just kind of speechless here. G-spots and on all of that. That's a lot of information. And, you know, isn't these are questions that we all have. You know, first of all, you know, there are people who even doubt that there is a G-spot. And then there are people who probably believe there is, but really have no idea how to find it. Now, if they watch your videos, are they going to learn these things?
Yeah. In fact, in the beginning of this film, it talks about the history of the G-spot and how to locate it and where it is and how it was first described and named. And it gives the basic information for someone who has never experimented with the G-spot before.
You know, it's a really good point. You know, there's books out there about G-spots, and, you know, I try to give advice sometimes. But how do you really explain that? It's really something that it takes a visual. And I would imagine, since you are a filmmaker, you're a very visual person, do you think that there's something, you know, that people get from seeing a film that they couldn't get from either therapy or from reading a book?
Well, I certainly believe in the expression of film is more worth 1,000 words. That, you know, very often people read about sex, they talk about sex, but being able to see it up there on the screen, stop the video, and then talk about it. I think video is a great tool for learning about sex and communicating about sex.
Well, like I said, communication is definitely key, and the videos, the way you describe them, I would imagine that some of our listeners are probably ready to go out there and buy some of these videos, which, by the way, they can go to bettersex.com, that's www.bettersex.com, and get these videos. And, you know, I think another thing that I find really interesting that our listeners might want to know is, so you've been making these films for, I believe you said, over 30 years. That's an awful lot of years, and over 50 films, an awful lot of films. And, you know, you describe people as being really different. And I would imagine you've seen a lot of different things. You must have some fabulous stories to tell. So I'm just wondering, when you think back, or maybe even in this last week, if you think of, you know, what is something that surprised you, or does anything even surprise you anymore?
Well, when it comes to surprises, you know, I think what I see sexually doesn't surprise me. I mean, I'm always waiting for the unexpected. But there have been some unusual experiences on the set with couples who, get on and are there for the first time. And it ranges from the couple who requested being filmed on Valentine's Day because her fantasy was to be filmed making love and she wanted an audience. And she told the crew that.
Wow. So so she got to be in a film, live out a fantasy. I mean, really live out a fantasy, have this audience. And she's got this film for many to witness and certainly in her library that she can have for years to come. You're making dreams come true on a lot of different levels. Well, I again, you know, the films that you make, I've seen them. I think they're wonderful. That's why I have you here today. And I know that our listeners have a lot of more questions. And I have a list of other questions I want to ask you. But right now, we're going to take a short break to support our sponsors. This is your host, Dr. Lori, and I'm with Dr. Mark Schoen from Sinclair Institute, and we'll be right back. We're back, and I am Dr. Lori, and we're talking to Dr. Mark Schoen with the Sinclair Institute. We're talking about sex films. So what we were talking about before the break was your stories. And, you know, I guess what I really want to ask you about is what, if anything, have you really learned over these years?
Well, I think what I've learned is that there is a wide range of sexual behavior, and what is pleasant and pleasurable for one couple might be unacceptable for another. And I think the most important thing is finding what's mutually acceptable.
Mutually acceptable between partners?
Between partners, right.
Well, that, you know, that leads me to wonder, well, what if, and I, of course, I see this happen, but I'm just wondering if it happens when you're making these films. What if one partner wants to do something? Let's just say one partner wants to try anal sex or, you know, participate in any sort of maybe erotic power play, and the other one doesn't feel comfortable with that. What would you advise?
Well, we usually don't get to that level in the films, that the couples have decided what they're going to do before they come onto the set. And they've gone through this dialogue and have said, you know, this is what we're going to do. And it's everything from different sexual behaviors to playing out fantasies.
So in other words, you're telling me that you don't tell the couples what to do.
Correct. Another, I'm looking for sexual realism. I tell them I want them to do in front of the camera what they do in their bedroom.
Okay, that's a great segue to the question of, you know, pornography versus your films. Obviously, you know, you said yours are instructional, but, you know, if somebody were to watch one of your films or, you know, an adult film or a pornographic film, how would they be able to really see the difference? What do you think would stand out for them the most?
Well, I think, you know, the adult films are made for entertainment, and many of them are very entertaining. They're usually fantasy sex. It's not real sex. In terms of the couples are exaggerating and trying to act out fantasy sex. Our films are more realism, that we're not telling them to moan and groan at the top of their lungs. The females aren't constantly sticking out their tongues, and so it's a little different.
So there's not as much screaming going on?
Well, at times there are. There's a lot of screaming, but we don't require it from every couple. We have couples who are very quiet, and I say, and they tell me that's the way they are. And we have other couples who are quite loud.
So do you think in pornography, do you think that the women are, and I think that what you said leads me to believe that you do believe that the women are, well, you said exaggerating. I'm going to use the word faking. Is there a lot of faking, or you said exaggerating or acting? I'm going to just say faking. Are they faking it?
Well, it's very difficult to tell if they're faking it. I mean, if you were asking me to guess, I would guess, sure, many of them are faking it. I think most men can't tell a fake orgasm from a real orgasm.
Oh, well, there's a question for you. How does a man tell the difference? Is there a way to tell the difference from a real orgasm, between a real orgasm and a faked orgasm?
Well, I can tell you from experience, I can't tell. Many years ago, I did a film on female orgasm. At the end of the film, the woman walked off the set, And I said, wow, that was great. I was hoping you would have one orgasm and you had actually two. And she looked at me and said, yeah. And one of them was real.
So you were fooled.
To this day, I don't know which was the real one. We put one in the film, and I have no idea if it was the real or the fake.
That would be actually a good game. Can you guess the real orgasm? Today with Dr. Mark Schoen. Anyways, we're going to take a short break. This is Dr. Lori, and I'm with Dr. Mark Schoen, and we'll be right back.
It's Open Mic Night with One Taste San Francisco. It's a weekly online audio show, a taste of sex, erotic poetry reading at personallifemedia.com.
Okay, we're back. Before the break, we were talking about fake orgasms versus real orgasms. So this is one thing that I've learned. Well, you can't necessarily tell the difference. So men... You men who think that your woman is having an orgasm, how do you really know? One of the bits of wisdom we get from Dr. Mark today. And, you know, again, you've made all of these films. You've seen so many people having sex. Does that affect your sex life?
No, it really doesn't. You know, to me, the making of the films is very, it's a job. And I'm so involved with the technical aspects, dealing with a large crew, talking to the couples, talking to the camera operators, that I can separate my personal life from my professional life.
It's a job. Does anybody's bullshit meter, is it going off? Yeah. I mean, come on. This is a job, probably a dream job, you know, to make a living filming people having sex. Well, I don't know. Is it as glamorous as it seems?
Well, you know, I don't think it's exactly glamorous. I mean, I enjoy what I do. I think I'm contributing to society. I think it's adds to our sexual knowledge. And I like what I do, but I can certainly say it's not glamorous.
Not glamorous. Can you tell me what's not glamorous about it? The most sort of unglamorous thing maybe that you've seen? Or give me a couple of examples.
Well, I mean, getting ready to shoot these scenes, we have to deal with technical issues, with cameras, lighting issues, getting sets ready. I mean, in the Better Sex video series, one couple told me their fantasy was having sex in a jail cell. And I was able to get a set, and I called the couple and asked them if that was something they'd like to really try. And they called me and said they've been together for, I think, 15 years, and they've talked about it, and they wanted the opportunity to make love in a jail. And we put him in a inmate's outfit and her in prison guard outfit, and they made love through the bars. There were lots of technical issues with that. There were height issues, and just to get it on tape was very complicated. So it wasn't all that glamorous.
Yeah, I'm thinking making love through the bars, maybe penis size issues. I don't know. It sounds interesting. Maybe that's a new business, you know. Dr. Mark Schoen can make your fantasies come true. We'll bring a jail cell to your place. I don't know. Well, that sounds interesting. Maybe that's not glamorous, I suppose. So, you know, there's so many things that sexuality and sexual behaviors include. And, you know, obviously, well, I'm going to let you tell us, but I'm thinking, you know, your goal is to, you know, make some films, maybe make some money, but also to help people have better sex. And, you know, you talked about a few things that I heard you say here, which is to really know that our sexual behaviors and likes and dislikes are different, and that's okay. I think what I also heard you say, and I want to get some clarity on this, is that there's no really right or wrong way to have sex. Can you just talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I think what's right is what's right for you and your partner. And, you know, having sex in a jail might be okay for you and your partner, but for another couple, it would be highly unacceptable. Having rough sex is very common for some people, and it's totally unacceptable for others. You know, different sexual positions, anal intercourse, is a part of many people's sex life and is totally taboo to others. So I think we have to look at sex on a large continuum. And we all fall somewhere in that continuum, and we have to realize that there is a wide range of sexual behavior out there and a wide range of acceptable behavior. And just because this is what you do, it may not be for everybody.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, you clearly have just a wealth of information, and your experience has taught you a lot. And, you know, I'm just thinking, if there's anybody out there listening who is wondering or thinking that maybe they're, oh, maybe not a great lover, maybe feeling a little insecure about their sexual skills, maybe their penises, you know, whatever it may be, what is it that you can tell them, other than some things maybe you haven't already mentioned?
Well, I think most people need to be comfortable in their own skin, be comfortable being yourself, be comfortable expressing your own sexuality, and having a partner who can accept who you are and understand your likes and dislikes, and you accept your partner's, is key. Being able to communicate those desires is essential to a good sex life.
So communication and having a great partner. Would you say those are two key aspects to having good sex?
I think those are two major aspects to having good sex. Also is a sexual knowledge base. You know, knowledge is power, and understanding sexuality is an important part of that relationship issue.
Okay, well, you know, just a lot of fabulous information. And, you know, as we wrap up, one last thing I'd like to talk to you about. I imagine there are people who don't feel comfortable watching explicit sex. And what would you have to say to them?
Well, certainly if it makes you uncomfortable, you shouldn't watch it. I do think, you know, if you gave some of these more basic films a try, it could increase your sexual knowledge. It could help you widen your frame of reference when it comes to sexuality and maybe improve your sex life.
So even if you feel a little bit uncomfortable, you might want to just give it a try?
Well, I think, you know, you can always turn it on in the privacy of your home. And as easy as you turn it on, you can turn it off.
Well, that's true, right? I guess nobody would be forcing you to watch it. And there is an off button on your television, or I should say on your remote control. I don't think anybody uses a television anymore. Well, if they order this and it comes to their houses, you know, their house or their apartment, is anybody going to know? Is this information confidential?
Well, anything that comes from bettersex.com is shipped in plain envelopes, and even the company name is not even on the envelope.
Okay, well, that's good to know. And, you know, one last thing that we haven't talked about that I think is an important part of improving your sex life. It kind of goes in with communication, and I know that it's a large part of a lot of your films, which is sex toys or sexual enhancers. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
Well, the number of sex toys that are coming on the market today are mind-boggling. We have dildos, vibrators, liberator shapes, which are basically foam wedges to use for sexual positioning. There are lubricants and such a wide variety of lubricants. And people use them to improve their sexual satisfaction. People use them for variety. And I think it's a great thing that they're out there. The biggest problem is choosing the one that's right for you, because there are so many.
So a kid in a toy store, how do you pick out the best one? Yeah, so you're saying find what's right for you, what you feel comfortable with, or maybe even if you don't feel comfortable, you might want to just give it a shot anyways. Is that right?
Well, and another thing, there are many videos that depict couples using sex toys. And if you go to bettersex.com, you can see a wide variety of those types of video, and many people watch the sex toys in use by other people and then determine which ones are for them.
I guess they can also learn how to use them. Say, oh, that looks good, right?
Absolutely. We get many people who say, I saw Toys for Better Sex, and I saw this toy in there, and I decided we were going to buy it.
So do you think toys or films are really necessary to having a good sex life?
Well, I can't make a blanket statement for everybody. You know, there are some people who have great sex and they don't need anything. And there are other people who want to put a spark back in, and a toy, a video, might just be the right ingredient.
Okay, well, you know, we're almost out of time. I just want to ask you really one final question. And just to kind of wrap it all up, I guess, you've given us a lot of information, a lot of advice, but if there's just one really key thing, either that you've already said or maybe that you haven't, for somebody who's out there just thinking, oh, I want to have better sex, what would you want to say to them?
I would say you need to talk to your partner. You need to find out what she or he wants. And the communication is probably the key. The videos, the toys, they're tools. Being able to communicate your likes and dislikes are the most important thing. As I just said, videos and toys are tools to help you with those issues, communication issues, the fantasy issues, the technical issues of sex.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Mark, for joining us and sharing with us all of your just fabulous knowledge and insight from all of your years of experience making these sex films.
Thanks, Laura. Great to be here.
Okay, well, goodbye, Mark, and join us next week on The Minds of Men, and we will be talking to Betty Dodson. Bye-bye. Hi, you're listening to On the Minds of Men, and this is your host, Dr. Lori Buckley. Well, today with Dr. Mark Schoen, we talked a lot about communication and how important that is to your relationship and to having good sex. So I want to give you some home exercises that you can do this week that can start to improve your sex life. You know, even if you're satisfied with your sex life, there's always room for improvement. We never reach our full potential. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to fill in the blank. The three things that I would like to change about my sex life are... Now, this could be you'd like to, you know, incorporate more fantasies, you'd like to role play, you'd like to try new positions, you would like to use some sex toys. I mean, the list goes on and on. This is really for you to think about. Write it down. Again, the three things I would like to change about my sex life are, and have your partner do the same. Now, both of you write this down and then have a nice discussion about it. You might be surprised to find that you both have written down the same thing, but have never really talked about it before for many reasons. So this can be a great tool to open up some lines of communication. Another thing that you can do based on what we talked about today is watch an erotic film together. An erotic film, an adult film, an instructional film. You know, do whatever is comfortable with you. Take it to whatever level. But by watching this film, watching it is not enough. What you need to do is make sure that you have your remote control. You turn it off, either you or your partner, when you see something that turns you on, turns you off, that you'd like, or something you want to discuss. Okay, what did you think about that? That looked like fun. Or, gosh, I would never want to try that. Again, this is all about communication. And you'd be surprised at what some communication, even a little bit of communication, can do to your sex life. So have some great sex, have some fun, and I want to hear your responses and how it all went for you. Please write me at lori@personallifemedia.com. I look forward to hearing your comments, and good luck. Bye-bye.
Find more shows like this on personallifemedia.com.